Welcome to Torali Mecha Haftorah with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Michal Horetz, and today we will be studying the Haftorah for Parshas Devarim. Parshas Devarim is always read the Shabbat before Tisha B'Av. In Parshas Devarim, Moshe uses the word Eicha. Medrash Devarim Rabba connects the Eicha of Moshe Rabbeinu, the Eicha of Lamentations, the Eicha of the prophets. How could this have happened? Another connection, of course, between Parshas Devarim and Tisha B'Av is an Perek Aleph of Devarim. Moshe reminds the people of the sin of the spice. And the Mishnah Tainis Perek Da'ad Mishnah B'Av tells us that the first Tisha B'Av was the night that the people sat down to cry. So there's a lot of connections between Devarim and Tisha Shabbat, and the Haftorah is a very sad Haftorah. It is a Haftorah of Tochacha and Musar, Yeshayahu, Chazon, Yeshayahu ben Amatz, Asher Chazo, Yehud of Yerushalayim. This is called Shabbat Chazon because the first word of the Haftorah is Chazon, the vision of Yeshayahu, the son of Amatz, that he prophesied over Judah and Jerusalem. Bimei Uziyo, Yotam, Achaz, Yechizkiel, Malach Yehuda. Yeshayahu had prophecy during the reign of these kings, and we know that he prophesied about the upcoming Galut and upcoming Churban, if the people would not repent. Sadly, the words of the prophet were not heeded, and of course, the Churban came. Pasuk Bei, Shumu Shemayim Vazinu Eretz. Oh, I'm sorry, I forgot to say. The Haftorah comes from Sefer Yeshayahu, Parak Aleph, Pesukim Aleph through Chav Zayin. So it's the opening of the book of Yeshayahu. Shumu Shemayim Vazinu Eretz Ki Hashem Diber. Listen, O heavens, and give ear, O earth, because the Lord has spoken. Banim Gidalti Viromamti Vehem Pashubi. Children I have raised and brought up, and they have sinned against me, says the Almighty. Pasuk Gimel, Klal Yisrael here is compared to even worse than an animal. Yada Shor Koneh V'Chamor Evus Balav. These are very, very famous words. That's a famous prophecy. An ox knows its owner, and a donkey knows who puts food into the trough. Yisrael Lo Yada Amila Hisponein. How could it be that an ox and a donkey, how could it be that domesticated animals know their owner, know who provides them with food? Israel does not know me, my nation did not pay attention. Hoy, goy chote, am kever avon. Behold, Pasuk Dalet, a sinful nation, a nation heavy with sin, zera mereim. It is a seed of wicked, banim mashchisim, destructive children, azu es Hashem. They've abandoned HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ni'atsu es kadosh Yisrael, they've scorned, they've turned away from the Holy One of Israel, meaning God, Nazor HaChor. They've turned away. And the Navi continues, for what reason will you be struck that you continue straying still? Each head is ill. Kol rosh l'chali, every head feels sick. V'chol levav davai, every heart suffers when the travail will befall us. Mikaf regal v'ad rosh ein bo misam petza v'chabur makatria. From a head, foot to head, there is nothing whole. Every person in Israel is bleeding, wounded, bruised, fresh blows that have not been treated. The Navi here is describing how Am Yisrael is so sick, just like a body that is physically ill when it is not healed. So too, Klal Yisrael is spiritually ill. What will be the result of turning away? Nazaru Acher, we turned away from Hashem. Pasuk Zayin, Arzichem Shemama. Arechem Serufos H. For those of us who have been to the burned house in the old city in the Eratikav Yerushalayim, Yerakosh, you descend down all the steps. And that again is from time of Churban Bayisheni when the Romans set Jerusalem afire, including the temple. But these words are Rachmana Litzlan, Serufos H. You can see the remnants in the burned house of the fire that the Romans sent. And I know Yeshayahu is prophesying before Churban Bayis Rishon, but the same thing happened at the hands of the Romans. Arzachem Shemama, your land is desolate. Your cities are burned by fire. Admasechem Negdechem Zarim Ochimosa, your land is before you, but enemies seed your land and eat the produce. Shemama Kemahapechas Zarim. And it is desolate, like it has been overturned by strangers. Pasuk Mechaz continues, the daughter of Tzion, Vinosra Bat Tzion Kisuka Bekarim. The daughter of Tzion is compared to an abandoned guard booth in a vineyard. Kimiluna Bemiksha Kiir Nitzura, like a shed, she's like a sukkah, a hut, if you will, a booth. She is like a shed in a field, in a vineyard, in a field of gourds, in a besieged city, just like someone abandons the field. No, I'm sorry, abandons the shed in the field when the enemy comes. That's what the Bat Zion, the daughter of Zion, is like. And how bad is the destruction going to be, says Yeshayahu? Lulei Hashem Tzavakos, Hosir Lanu Sarid Kima. If Hashem Tzavakos, Hashem the Lord of Hosts, would not have left over a remainder of our people, Kishdam Hayinu, La'amora Daminu, we would become utterly destroyed like Sodom and Amora. The next pasuk Yud, Shimu Dvar Hashem Kitznei Sodom, Hazinu Torah Elkeinu Amamor. Here the Navi actually compares Klai Yisrael to Sodom and Amora. Give ear, listen to the words of God, the leaders of Sodom. Pay attention to the instruction of our God, the nation of Amora. And comparing the Klai Yisrael, the sinners, to Sodom and Amora gives us a picture of how depraved, you might say, the sins of the people were. We know the Gemara tells us in Yuma Tas Amad Beis that because of the three Harag Val Yavurs, which the people transgressed, Gili Arayit, Amarali, Shvich, Odam, and Bloodshed, and Avodah Zarah, idolatry, the Beit HaMikdash was destroyed. And then Hashem says, this is an extremely famous Nevuah, Pasuk Gid Aleph, Lama Li Rov Zivcheichem, Yomar Hashem. Hashem says, do you think I need your karbanos? What do I need all those karbanos for? Savati olos elim v'chev miriam. I am satiated already from the offerings of your rams, from the fat, the chelev of your fat in bulls. The dam parim ukevasim v'atudim v'ochavat. Do you think I want the blood of your bulls, of your sheep, of your goats? I do not desire this. Kitavo they were opanai. Mi bikesho miyadchem ramos chatzera. You come to see my face to be all the regal. Who asked for empty offerings from you? Hashem, you, says Hashem, you trample upon my courtyard. In other words, avoda without kavana. Avoda while our hands are mired in sin. Avoda without meaning is meaningless. God says, you think I need your animals? You think I need your sacrifices? Your bulls and your sheep and your rams? Your blood? I don't need this from the sacrifices. Lo tosifu v'yu mincha shav. Ketoris to'eva hili. You will not continue to bring the mincha offering. That is, it is shav. It is the shav anu amelim. Aram said as per the Gemara and Soti Yad Beis Aleph. Shav, it's worthless. You think I want your empty mincha? Ketoris, your ketoris is a to'eva before me. It is abomination before me, says God. Chodesh, the Shabbos, Kril Mikra, Lo Uchel, Aven Vatsar. On the Shabbosos, on the Mo'adim, on these appointed times, I don't want to see you anymore. I will not abide by your convocations of evil because you assemble for the wrong reasons. You don't really come to serve me. You don't have Kavana. You have turned away from me. Chad Sheichem, Mo'adechem, Son of Nafshi. Hayu Alai the Torah. Nil Asina, so who your Rosh Chodashim, your appointed festivals, my soul, so to speak, abhors them, says God. They have become for me nothing more than a tircha. I am weary, I am tired from carrying you. And now Pasuk Tesvav, Uve Farischem Kapechem, and when you spread out your hands, I in prayer. A'alim einam nikem, I will hide my eyes from you. Gam ki tarbu tefila, even when you increase prayer, eineni shomea, I do not listen, I will not heed your prayers. Yedeichem dami maleu, your hands are full of blood. I want to talk about this pasuk for a few minutes. Uve farischem kapechem, and when you spread out your hands, a'alim einam nikem, I will hide my eyes, I will cover, conceal my eyes from you. It's a description of Hashem not accepting our tefillos. Gam ki tarbu tefila, even when you increase prayer, einenu shamea, I will not listen. We start off by saying that they're very, very tragic, difficult psukim here from the Navi Yeshayahu. We start off by saying that there are many connections between the Haftorah, Parshas Devarim, and Tisha B'Av, which all coincide together annually every year. Listen to this pasuk from Parshas Devarim, Perak Aleph, pasuk Mem He. Moshe is recounting the sin of the spies. And he says that, which happened 40 years earlier, and he says to the people, 39 to be precise, Vatashuvu Vatifku Lifnei Hashem, after they found out that Hashem was going to punish them and they were not going into the land, what was the response of the people? Vatashuvu Vatifku Lifnei Hashem, Devarim chapter 1, verse 45. You sat and you cried before God, Vilo Shama Hashem Bekolecham. Hashem did not listen to the sound of your voice. Velo ha'ezin aleichem. He did not give ear to your prayers. And Rashi to the pasuk says, Kaviyachal asisa midas rachim of kilu achzari. It's as if you, the people, made the midas rachimim of Hashem, the merciful attribute of God, into achzarius. Achzaris is a contraction of the word achzar. Dabba Isaacs taught me that many years ago. Achzaris we usually translate as cruel, but really it's a contraction of two words, achzar. Only a stranger. You can't imagine Chalil Hashem being cruel, but there are times such as Hester Panim and Churban when God acts like a stranger. So I think Achzarius as like a stranger is much more accurate description than cruel. But the Pasuk says here, V'tashuvu v'tivklu ifnei Hashem, you sat and you cried before the Lord. V'lo shama Hashem b'kolechem. Moshe says, God did not listen to your voice. V'lo ezin aleichem, he did not give ear to you. That's exactly not the exact same lashon, but the same concept that Yeshayahu describes in Arav Torah. And when you spread your hands out in prayer to me, says God, I will hide my eyes from you. Yeshayahu chapter 1 verse 15. Even if you increase in prayer, I will not listen. We also have this exact same concept in the book of Eicha, in two psukim in Perek Gimel. Now we go to Eicha, Perek Gimel, Pasuk Ches. The Navi says, Gam ki azak va'ashaveya sasam tfilasi. Even when I cried out with hysterical outcry, Hashem shot out my prayer. Eicha, Perek Gimel, Pasuk Mem Dalid, Sakosa va'ananlach me'avar tefil Hashem. You ensconced yourself in a cloud. No prayer can get through. The worst consequence of exile, no, sorry, let me rephrase that. The worst consequence of sin is the distance it puts between us and the Ribbono Shel Olam, between mankind and God. Could give you many examples from the Garden of Eden, from when Sarah laughs and the angels leave, from Chet Ego. We could discuss Ikar Shechina B'Taktonim, Ikar Shechina B'Elyonim. We obviously do not have time, but in today's share, the greatest consequence of sin is the distance, the barrier it places between the people and the Almighty. And here, in the Haftorah of Shabbat Chazon, in the Psukim of Parshat Devarim, and in the Megillah of Eicha, this concept is expressed to us in these Psukim. Let's quote the three psukim. Haftorah, perek al, pasuk tesvav av Yeshayahu, uvefarishchem kapechem a'alim einayim ikem. Gam ki tarbu tefila einenu shomea. When you spread your hands out to me in prayer, I will hide my eyes from you. Even if you increase prayer, I am not listening. Devarim, perek al, pasuk mem hei, vatashuvu vetivku lefnei Hashem. You sat and you cried before God, said Moses. V'lo shama Hashem b'kolechem. God did not listen to your voices. V'lo ha'ezin aleichem. He did not give ear to you. Eicha per gimel pasuk ches. Gam ki ezak v'ashaveya sasam tfilasi. A consequence of churban is even when I cry out with hysterical outcry, he shuts out my prayers. Eicha per gimel pasuk mem dalet sakosa v'ananach me'avar tfila v'amayri. Akash Baruch Hu ensconced himself in a cloud so no prayer can get through. I am going to quote from Rabbi Joseph B. Salvechek, commentary to the Kinos. In Kinah number 6, the following phrase is said, Sakosa Mishkan Miskos Divirai. You spread a canopy over heaven to cover my temple. I'll tell you what I'm quoting from, because often people reach out to me after Shir Baruch Hashem, where are you quoting from? So I'm telling you exactly where I'm quoting from. Kinos Mesoris Harav, published by OU Press and Koren Publishers, page 202, commentary to Kinah number 6. We have this concept explicitly stated in the Kinah. We have connected the Pasuk from Yeshayahu, the Pasuk from Devarim, and two Pasukim from Eicha, all of which indicate that in a time of Churban and terrible sin, when we call to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as a result of this concept of Hester Panim, A'alim Einai, Hashem does not see, V'lo Ezin Lecham, Hashem does not hear, Kavi Yachal, Hashem turns his face away, Rechmana Litzan. The phrase in the Kinah 6 says, Sakosa Mishkan, Mishchos Divirai, you spread a canopy over heaven to cover my temple. Rabbi Joseph B. Salvechek, the Rav Zatzal, says as follows. The Paitan here, the composer of the Kinah, laments that God is enveloped and covered, both the Mishkan and the Beit HaMikdash, in a cloud, in order to prevent the words of the Paitan from reaching him, from reaching God. God is completely alienated and separated himself from his people. There is a similar verse in Lamentations, in Eicha, says the Rav, which we already quoted, Sakosa v'adonach me'avar tefila, Almighty, you covered yourself in a cloud, no prayer can pass through. The term Sakosa, or Sakota, represents a complete termination of the relationship between God and the Jewish people. To the extent that prayer is rejected and does not even reach God, God has enveloped not only the Beit HaMikdash, but any place of prayer in a cloud. which rejects the prayers of the Jewish people. This is the menacing fulfillment of the verse in Lamentations, Gam ki azak va'ashaveya, although I cry out and call for help, satam tviyati, shut out my prayer, as a result of sin, as a result of churban, quote, access to God is denied. Furthermore, in Kinnah number 6, we say, Shaf kuchaf umadu everai, my enemies applauded while my limbs drooped, says the Rav. The Paitan tells God that as a result of God's enveloping himself in a cloud, all of our heroes, all of our warriors perished. The enemies of the Jews clapped their hands, meaning rejoiced, while the limbs of the Jews were faltering. The root of this tragedy, says the Rav, is found in the word sakota or sakosa, which is repeated because of its importance, because it represents hester panim, concealment of the divine face from his nation. Sakota Mishkan, says the Paitan, God's dwelling place was surrounded and enveloped by a cloud, and there is no communication between the Jewish people and the Almighty. It's a time, these 3 weeks, Beinu Mitzarim, it's a time of mourning for Churban Bat HaMikdash. It's not enough to mourn. We have to be mesaken, we have to be tikkun. Rabbi Zev Lev Shlita points out that the word kinot, kinos, is the same letters as tikkun. When you recite the kinos, I just quoted from kinos number 6 with the commentary of the Rav, not just to read words, it's not just to fast, it's not just to be hungry, it's not just to sit on the floor. To try and internalize what the Nevi'im are telling us. Rechamana Litzan, it's a powerful, sad, tragic nevuah. And the Navi tells us, if you repent, you'll be taken back. Listen to our Haftorah, Perek Alf of Yeshayahu, Pasuk Yod Tes, Im Tovu Ushmatem, if you desire once again to be with me, says God, and listen to my mitzvos, Tuv Haaretz Tochilu, you will benefit, you will eat the good of the land. However, Pasuchav, Im Tom Anu, Umirisam, but if you refuse to listen to me and you rebel, Cherev Tuklu, Kipi Hashem Dibra, the sword will bereave you, for the Lord has spoken. The end of the Haftorah tells us how we can come back to Hashem, Pasuk Avav, Va'ashiva Shoftayich Kevrishona V'yoetzayich Kevatechila. I will restore your judges as they were originally. I will restore your advisors as of old at the beginning. Achrichein Yikare Lach Ir Hatzadeh Kriya Ne'emana. After your Shoftim and your advisors, once Klal Yisrael is restored to the proper path again, then Sion will once again be called the city of righteousness, the faithful city. Final pasuk of the Haftorah, Tzion b'mishpat yifada v'shaveha b'tzedakah. Tzion will be redeemed through the performance of justice as opposed to corruption. She will be returned with righteousness instead of twisted ways. Halavai, I talk to myself first. We, individuals in a nation, should hear the ancient words of the prophet. We should see how we can apply it in our lives. We should repent and return back to Kosh Baruch Hu, and then Be'ezur Hashem, he, so to speak, will return back to us, as the last, second to last pasuk in Eicha says, Hashiveinu Hashem Eilecha v'nashuva, return to us, O Lord, and we will return to you, Chadesh Yameinu Kekedem, Amen. Kein Yeretzon Bekar B'yameinu Kol Tov B'suras Tovos. Thank you to all. Be'ezur Hashem, a Shabbat Shalom.